Welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem. We continue with Pele Yoyitz and Ois Beis. As we began last week, Brachos and Shin 118. Chayvas HaChachamim. There's a responsibility, an obligation, says the Pele Yoyitz, of the Tamidei Chachamim Lulamid Ha'am Dinei Brachos, to teach the people, the Kehilos, the Halachas of Brachos. People have to know that there's nothing in the world that the person is deriving benefit from that does not first require that bracha. If it's something that grows in a tree, there's a lot of basics that we're discussing here, but if something grows in a tree, you make eitz. If it grows on the ground, the bracha is the Bayer Pri Adama. Vim Einoi Loi Mina Eitz V'Loi Mina Aretz. And it's not, if it's not from the Eitz, from the tree, and it's not from the Aretz on the ground, B'Chosei Shehakol, the Bracha Shehakol. Vim Einoi Yoideyo V'Einoi Mimi Lisho. Now, what happens if you don't know what Bracha is? And you don't have anyone to ask? What do you do? Ala Kol Im Omer Shehakol Yotzo. If you say Shehakol, you're Yaitzi. Now we're learning here the Pel Yaitz. The Aruch HaShulchan, he explains in the Bracha Shehakol, people make a mistake. And the way he learns it, he says, you have to learn the Sugya first. If you learn the Sugya and you still have a difficulty what the Bracha is, then Shehakol. It's not like you open your fridge and like, oh, what Bracha is this? Oh, I don't know, make a Shehakol. It's not so simple like that, right? When it comes to smelling something, on all types of different things that you smell. If it's on a grows on a tree, you make a bayrat save a summon. So all in the back of your siddur after shachar's davening. If it's on a grows on the ground and the root is a new changes every year. It's not from the tree or the ground. You make a mine b'samim. Now, we by Havdalah, the reason why we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah Mitzvah when we get there, the reason why we make a bayir mine b'samim is this way you include all different types, whatever fragrance you might be smelling. But generally speaking, by Hilchos Brachos, you want to be more specific and make the bracha that's more direct. And that brings more covet to the melech, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he made that specific thing. You don't just say a general bracha. Until now, we spoke about the bracha Rishayna. Bracha Rishayna. And you know, sometimes people don't realize, and if you pay attention, sometimes people start a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Lechem Bari. Why don't the pre-hates? I'm telling you, people sometimes they don't realize they do it so fast, they don't even realize they dropped the last two words of the bracha. By right. Or sometimes people say a bracha so fast, they drop Elokeinu. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Bari Pre'etz. Like, what just happened here? We're making a new text for the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem, and they dropped Elokeinu. Melech Olam. I remember I heard the person make a bracha very quickly. And at first you think to yourself, no, I must have heard incorrectly. And then you hear it again. And then again. And you ask the person, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I heard you say Elokeinu. No, I mean, you must have heard Elokeinu. Or you tell the person, I don't think you're saying Pri Ha'etz. The food's already halfway finished before you know. We have to slow down. Put on the brakes. Put on the brakes. Now he discusses the bracha achrayna. After you finished eating, if you ate the right amount of food in the right amount of time, a kezayis of food within around 2 minutes, and the place can discuss, especially on Shabbos where you get a challah, a piece of challah, you take a bite, then what do people start doing? They start having a conversation. Of course, on the parsha or something else, right? What else would it be, right? At the Shabbos table. But they don't realize, say the Paiskim, that they might not be eating a share of a kezayis of challah b'chidei achilas pras, within the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, which ideally should be within 2 minutes. You could go up to the Paiskim and say up to 9 minutes. But you're taking, especially a lady, a wife, who is taking a bite of food, the challah, and then going back into the kitchen, and she wants to serve something, and then she doesn't realize she wants to be a nice hostess, and she's having a conversation with her guests. What did she just do? She took one bite of challah, and then it's 15 minutes later, she takes another bite of challah. At the end, she comes to bench, and she never was mechuyeves, she's never obligated in benching. The Paisim talk about this, they say, be careful.
If you eat a kezayis, if you drink a revius, tzorich levarich bracha achroina ish kevrachosmi. You have to make the proper bracha achroina. V'do'ako shirabi mi'ami oret zing yoydim adbeya birchas meyen sholish tzorich levarich achar pasa b'kistin. He says, unfortunately, many people don't know the bracha of bracha achroina. You have a nice Danish, you have to make a bracha achroina, ala michyo. V'achar yayin, v'achar peiros, shem yishir saminim, k'goyin anodin lachim, yaveshim, smukim, te'enim, remoinim, zeisim, v'zmamish, it's Rosh Hashanah time. Shir saminim. You have a pomegranate, you have the right amount, you have dates, say first, of course, you check for bugs. You have to make the main sholosh bracha. V'chein, sometimes he says people are making a bayir nefashis. They're having a fruit, so they think, oh, I had a fruit. So just like I had my apple, I made a bayir nefashis. So I had my grapes, I make a bayir nefashis. I had my figs, I make a bayir nefashis. That's incorrect. It's me'ein shalosh. This is very serious. This is very serious, and the only way to really know what to do is to learn the halachos. Kol hashoyne halachos v'choyoyim muftach lo yishu ben olam haba. That's why we're learning the Musar, to remind us of the importance of learning the halachos.